first of all, then, I think we're here to talk about The Legend of Barney Thompson. So do you want to tell us just a bit about the film?
It's a barber who kills his two pals. And, you know, the whole thing kind of unfurls from then. And it's hopefully funny. It's a pretty dark kind of film. But I don't know, the audiences that have seen it so far seem to kind of find it rather amusing. So that's a good thing.
And it's set mostly in the Barras. Was there a reason that you chose to set it there? And do you think that the spirit of that part of Glasgow really comes across in the film?
I hope it does, yeah. I mean, it's actually, the Barras itself is in Bridgeton Cross. And all of the locations in the film, whether it be the Cross or Barland or Shawfield Dog Track, all these places, they all kind of have played a part in my life, growing up in Glasgow. So it was always kind of my intention to try and, if I was ever going to make a film back home, was to kind of use the places from the past that I knew well and to try and kind of photograph them in an interesting way. And the thing that kind of obviously strikes you about that part of Glasgow is that it's shrunk. You know, there's not as many people there. None of these locations were actually the original locations for the film. All of these things were kind of replaced by me.
It won Best Film at BAFTA Scotland. How did you feel when you heard about that?
Yeah, I was obviously very pleased about that. It was very nice. Rewards like that don't come around all the time. So it was very nice to be nominated is a nice thing, because a lot of people put in a lot of hard work into the film, you know, and to get it, to win it. I mean, that's a lovely kind of pat on the back for a lot of people's hard work through maybe a period of three and a half years from the beginning of the idea for Barney to the film reaching the screen. So it was very, very nice, very, very pleasing.
And how was it working with Emma Thompson on the film? You know, she worked hard on her accent.
Yeah. Well, I've always been a big fan of Emma Thompson. I think she's absolutely fantastic actress, wonderful actress. I knew that I needed someone for the part of Semolina. I knew that I needed someone that was going to be brave and just to kind of just go for it, you know. And Emma's always done that throughout her career. Also needed to find someone who wasn't going to show any vanity, you know, that didn't care about how grotesque or ugly they might look. And that's to try and find that. I mean, no doubt about it, Emma Thompson is an A-list actress, you know, and you get an A-list actress to do that is amazing, really. So she when she was sent the script with it, she agreed to do the part within, I think, a day and a half. She loved it, you know, so she got back in touch with me right away and said, yeah, I'm up for this. But she was a real pleasure to work with, you know. She was not just with me, but with every single person on the cast and crew. Absolutely loved her. She came, you know, with her A-game, and she knocked it out of the park, really. She was absolutely fantastic. And, of course, Emma was rewarded with the BAFTA Scotland Best Actress Award, so it's turned out very well for her.
And just going on to a slightly different topic, something some people have been talking about a lot recently, the sequel to Trainspotting that's sort of in the works. I've heard that you've read the script.
We've actually had that. The script's been with us, the cast, for about, I'd say about maybe 10 months now, something like that. We had it, and my break from Once Upon a Time happens between April and July. So Danny Boyle, myself, and the two Ewans and Johnny, we all met up in April of this year and had a read through of the piece, and it was absolutely fantastic, you know, to get us all back together again in the same room, you know, after all these years. It was lovely, and I know for a fact that Ewan McGregor and myself, we both had the same opinion and reaction to the script, which is actually quite emotional. It sounds kind of odd about these kind of bunch of deadbeat characters, but ever since the first one came out, these characters have never went away. You know, people come up to me in the street and quote lines, Bigby's lines, you know, better than I did even on the day when I actually did it. And it's never, ever, ever went away. I remember actually a few months after Trainspotting came out, it was actually maybe 6 months later, I was in Bulgaria making a film, and I came out of the hotel and I heard this guy going, "Hey, Bigby." In the street, that's unbelievable. You know, this thing has travelled as far as that. And that same kind of scenario has been repeated throughout the world for me. So Bigby, Renton, Sick Boy, Spud, these characters are, you know, they're so much part of our life. And it was there was a kind of an emotional response from Ewan and myself to see how these characters had actually turned out, what had happened to them in the last 20 years. Where is their life now as opposed to what it was in the 90s? And I'm hopeful that the audience, when this eventually comes out, will have the same kind of feelings, that they'll, you know, it's kind of analytical. You know, maybe look, people that loved the film 20 years ago, well, what's happened to their life? You know, what have they done? And I think that's what will happen. A kind of synchronicity will happen between the audience and the film, and take them on in an interesting place, I'd imagine. I hope, anyway. It's just, I've never ever seen anything like it. I've never ever known anything like it, where you have a film which is a sequel 20 years after the original, with all the same cast. And every, as far as I know, every single person that was in the original film is going to be back, apart from the ones that are dead in some capacity. So looking forward to doing it and shooting it, and hopefully in May and June next year.
So have you got any ideas about when we might be able to finally see it then?
Well, I know that Danny was keen to actually release the film exactly 20 years after the original. So 2016 is still the year for sure. I think he's going to have to be working hard in the edit to manage that. But if he does and all goes to plan, I would think late autumn to early winter next year, it might be hitting the movies.
Well worth the wait then, 20 years.
Well, I hope so. That's for you and others to tell us. It's a risky one because people loved the original so much, but it's so difficult to try me to, you know, what was that to do, or you and or the other ones to do when Danny, you know, comes to town with that script to say no. It would have been impossible really to turn that down. The opportunity again to all work together and to revisit these characters. I just hope that it comes off.
You said you're working on Once Upon a Time at the moment, and you've got Trainspotting coming up. Is there any other projects you're working on?
No, I think that's enough. Once Upon a Time and Trainspotting will do me for quite a wee while. By the time I finish this and pick up on Trainspotting in May and June, and then hopefully back here in Vancouver again for another season of Once Upon a Time, that'll be me working, you know, 9 months. Then, you know, for the fifth season of Once Upon a Time, 3 months for Trainspotting, another 9 months for Once Upon a Time. So you can see that mounts up. That's near enough 2 years constant. I'm looking forward to actually getting to the end of all of this and having a bit of a break in a couple of years' time.
Back to Scotland, maybe?
Absolutely, of course. That's the first place I'll come. It's my home.